Over the past few Worldview Wednesdays, we've been talking about those influencers that shape a culture. So we've talked about inventions, we've talked about institutions, and last week we talked about convictions. Today I want us to see that practices shape culture. Those commonly held beliefs turn into commonly held practices. This is why we celebrate certain holidays. In the church, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Our other big celebration is Christmas, which, oddly enough, is more culturally acceptable. We know it's more culturally acceptable because places of business that are not at all Christian shut down during that time of year, if not for the whole day, at least for half a day. Every culture has traditional practices and observances that express what is important to its people. So, for instance, in America, we are more likely to pay more attention to birthday parties over anniversaries. What might that say about us as a culture? Proms and homecoming dances are now month-long affairs of proposal-like situations, saying yes to the prom dress shopping and a day of skipping school to get your hair done. Think about that for a moment. What institution and practice was all of that stuff normally in the past reserved for? That's right, a wedding. What does that say about us? And what does it say about us that we make celebrations out of everything, including abortion parties and divorce celebrations? What does that say about our culture and what is important to us? These are practices that are common in our culture. But we have to ask the question, why are they being practiced? And what does it reveal about what we believe? These are the questions that we had better start thinking about as Christians, and we need to think about them in a Christianly manner. We have a worldview, which means we have a different hope that we can offer to the world. So let's think with discernment about what we practice. When you pray today, please remember Gavin Roberts and his family, our missionaries in Utah. And also remember the Kamiru LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania, Congo, and Niger.